PSD commissioners realized that these goals are appallingly low relative to goals that other states are trying to meet.
Commissioners Nathan Scopp and Nancy Argenziano told staff to come up with a list of goals that include a greater number of incentives for consumers to curb their energy use. Kevros says that reducing excessive energy consumption goes beyond installing compact fluorescent light bulbs.
It could include items like insulation for your home, reflective roofs, energy efficiency appliances, those kind of things.
Many states have effectively imposed energy conservation measures on utilities, Kevros says. They have done so to the point where they have the ability to meet 1% of their energy demands through energy efficiency. So far, he says, Florida has been severely lagging.
By contrast, Florida meets maybe 1/10 to 2/10 of 1%. That's what the big power companies in Florida are meeting right now through efficiency. So there are states and there are utilities that are getting 5 to 10 times the energy efficiency that Florida utilities are getting.
Utility companies do not support the measures and claim that they would end up costing more. Kevros says that while reduced energy usage may initially cause a utility to raise its rates, that claim was driven by the utility industry's desire to protect its own bottom line.
It's important to note that when customers use energy efficiency, their bills go down, not only for them, but also for their fellow customers, because the utility fuel costs and also the ability to defer new expensive power plants drives everyone's bills lower.
He says he applauds the Public Service Commission's initiative, which has in the past tended to side with the utilities.
Commission staff for a long time, and the Public Service Commission really since 1994, has more or less rubber-stamped the weak goals that have been offered by Florida's big power companies. And I think that business as usual is no longer an option with this commission. I think they realize that there's a real public benefit to increased levels of energy efficiency.
Natural Resources Defense Council attorney Brandy Collender says that the commission's desire for more rigorous efficiency measures could make Florida a key example for energy and efficiency.
This is a tremendous opportunity for the Southeast region. Energy efficiency is one of the mechanisms that we are going to have to really get serious about in this country, and scaling it up is going to be critical in order for us to address climate change.